Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz
begin!
Thanks.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
We can make decisions.
Sorry.
We did it in honor of the surprise visit.
You smell delicious.
Thank you. Sorry, guys. I was running late. So my co-host picked the song tonight. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to...
competent.
You are competent, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Welcome to our last episode of the season.
Aww.
And I do apologize, because I actually bought champagne, and I left it in my refrigerator this morning.
That's okay.
We'll just come over to your place
exactly.
And drink it.
Okay, good. And then we'll do a show there.
Do another one.
We'll do the recap of the recap. Yeah,
we'll do a Periscope private show. Oh, yeah, and stumble down to gym bar.
We'll do a Periscope private show inspired by Violet Chachki's last... lip sync?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm good with
You're
that.
You're going
to be wearing
S&M,
on boobies.
S&M yeah. gear and pasties on your boobies.
Okay, good. Hi. Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. This is it.
It's so sad.
Who is joining me tonight? Starting to my far left.
Cameron Marston?
Not you. I was talking to Marissa, but go ahead. Fine, go ahead.
Marissa.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
She's running the show tonight.
I am.
And next
I
to Marissa.
I missed you guys.
Yay.
We miss you too, Marissa. And Baldy over here.
Cameron Marston.
And where can they find you?
That's Amakava 777.
And?
Not Baldy.
Not, definitely not Baldy.
Mark J. Freeman at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE. And I would like to please give a quick shout out to my new trainer at Warner Brothers for my new job. And he listens to the podcast.
So oh, awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hi, trainer.
Yeah. Hi, trainer.
So, Brad. I love you, Brad, even though you're mean to me and you start calling me Darlie. He's already calling me Darlie.
But that's a good thing if he's mean to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And no, Jackie, I'm not on Scruff right now. I was checking my Twitter. Jackie called
me
out.
Don't make her mustache fall off.
I'm laughing so hard.
The funny thing is, and we'll get to the show, my friend was watching and she was like, oh, she called you out. And there was nothing I can say because I didn't have anything to come back on, so... Who are you?
I'm so sorry.
Introduce yourself.
I'm 123 Jackie B, and now I have a website where you can find like a link to my Twitter, a link to my Instagram. It's just 123jackieb.com. Everything's there.
Thank you, Jesus. I have a blog. Yay.
I'll give you a
what
blog.
You've all been waiting for, like, question mark.
It was like Tony and his slew of social media.
Who?
No.
Anyway, so that's where you can find Jackie. I'm your host, co-host, one of the hosts, Kenny Harrison. I do not have a website.
Right.
You can find me at RedTube. I'm just kidding. At Kenny C. Harrison. Oh, quick shout out to Abby Nathan. I think I got that right. She loves our show. And she gave me a quick tweet 2 weeks ago, and I told her I would give her a shout out. So, Abby Nathan, shout out to you.
Yay.
Well, this is it, guys.
Thanks for watching.
That was it.
So tweet us.
That was it.
Make your comments.
That was it. Comment below.
It's been a great season. This is the shortest show we've ever done. So there you have it.
I'm glad you rushed
all
the way over.
I'm laughing so hard my mustache is coming off.
I didn't even know you had a mustache.
Yeah. Well, I tried to grow one, but it just didn't work.
Yeah. You can have mine. Next time.
Yours is nice.
Thanks.
Grand finale. What do we think?
Wah, wah.
Nothing very grand about it.
Although, I will say, I do like the idea of the lip syncs there. Because there, in previous shows, there was really no like performance. It was just like, watch these videos.
Damn dancers.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Yeah, let's save a couple bucks.
So, here's the thing. I've said this before. I would like for Logo TV to put some money into it and do a live show.
Yes.
I would love to see a live show.
Absolutely.
And I know you went to one of the tapings and they had problems with sound and stuff like that or whatever.
The tapings are brutal. And here's the problem. There's
which,
like,
season did you see?
Season
Chad Michael season.
Oh, so the first line.
The first one.
I saw the season 5.
Oh, okay.
I thought you did Chad Michael's season.
No, Jinx Monsoon.
So Jinx.
Ah, okay. So the second one. The second go around.
But there's positive things, and I've had people tweet at me and say, "Hey, we would love to see like a live show. Wouldn't that be great?" Yes. The problem is you have to be on your ball for a live show. Mm-hmm. And a lot of when I went to see the taping, there's a lot of stopping and restarting and stopping and restarting. And it's like you have to make sure that people are on their cues, on their marks. And that's not just for the drag queens. That's also for the sound people. There mm-hmm. were a lot of sound problems. There were a lot of, like, testing this, testing that, that I don't think should, like, that should have been handled way before anybody got in to be part of the right. audience.
Let's just be real. Like, there are a lot of shows like American Idol, X Factor. All these shows, they do live finales. It's not impossible. I mean,
no, it's
a lot of rehearsing, and maybe and maybe it's, you know, budget, and I'm not sure what kind of crew they have. I'm sure they don't use union crews, but I think it would be worth the investment to do a live show. Just give me one live show.
I think it would be, but for the whole sake that they don't have to then film these, like,
fake
endings.
Yeah.
And it seems sort of like, once you get to that point on behalf of the queens, it's like, are you getting this genuine reaction or not?
No, not at all. And, well, we'll get to that. But let's go. I want to run down the beginning with all the contestants coming out.
Okay.
Like Runway. Tempest.
I just saw you. You said worst dress, but I liked her.
I hated it. I loved it. That hit piece.
In specific to Tempest Du Jour, I thought it was something different for her and conceptual. But then again, I don't watch her, so maybe that's not different for her. For her, it was probably good. For me, amongst all the queens, even Trixie Mattel, I felt it was like the shtick was like, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. Me and Cameron agreed.
Loved it.
I loved it.
I thought she was one of the best.
I
was surprised more people didn't do more conceptual stuff like that. Like, Detox had done the black and white thing, and even Bianca being all silver. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you've had all this whole season to prepare for this moment. I even thought Sasha Bell looked amazing, but I would have liked it even more.
Well, she was next on my list. I actually liked the way she looked.
I did
she
not.
You, Miss Shell Visage.
More, I just want more.
Well, no, but I actually agree. I agree with you, but at the same time, I felt, as a whole, everyone stuck to what they would normally do, except for a few.
Yeah.
We'll get to those. But I actually thought Sasha Bell looked good. I liked her hair. I wasn't crazy about the dress, but...
She had her shape and everything.
Yeah.
Shape was good. Her earrings killed
me. Her makeup
me.
Was... Oh, no? I see.
I did not like the earrings.
I don't remember that.
For me...
It was too much for me.
That outfit wasn't wow enough. Like, that was an outfit that you might wear on the runway... in one of the episodes of the season, or maybe that's your, like, get to meet Sasha Bell first, like, glance outfit. But that does not say season finale.
Remember that
outfit.
When we talk about another one.
Okay.
Continue. Who's the
Jasmine. One of my favorites.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. It was pretty.
I like I like the
very Jasmine too.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about the hair. But I had looked close.
But it's also,
it's like
very
it was short on one side and it was long.
Yeah, I
like that. Wasn't crazy about it, but it worked.
It worked. I thought she looked great.
I didn't mind it. Miss Kasha Davis.
Very Kasha.
Simple.
I loved the dress itself.
The dress
was pretty with the little feathers on the bottom.
She can't walk for shit.
Well, no. But I liked her hair. I liked the Auburn
football player.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Kasha was the same thing.
She's manly. It's been said that she's very manly.
Which is fine.
Manly.
She's thick. Kasha was the same thing to me though, where I feel like that would be a good episode, like, on the runway during the season. But, again, it's like, when you come in and watch this finale, even in the audience, like, you could probably see, aside from the queens who came up and spoke, there were other queens in the audience, too. Was it Manila wearing
with
those
the
tusks?
Horns.
Yeah. When I was in the audience, it's like every one of those queens had a cool conceptual outfit. Mm-hmm. So you feel like if you're going to be on the stage and you're going to be representing yourself for that season, you want to really do that.
Right.
I want to throw out a quick comment since you brought up the queens in the audience. I kind of felt that they didn't use the winners as, like, because I saw Jinx Monsoon sitting in the audience while they were doing the question, and I would have liked to see her, like, because there was, wasn't there a season where they had all the winners?
Winners. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think Raja had the paint. Goddess. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sick. I kind of felt bad, but like I would have liked to see like the
them come out.
Yeah. More so than, you know, Delta Work or. You know, not that I didn't mind. And by the way, her and Darian Lake, they're very similar in look.
They do have a very similar look.
But they're so different people.
I jumped a track. Back,
and I'm
back.
Just going to leave it at that.
One of my favorite looks was Candy Ho.
I love the dress.
Yes,
I love the dress.
She had like beetles for earrings.
Yeah. And like the hair was very similar to Kennedy's, but I thought it was tamed and Well,
she's very pageant, but I thought her makeup was a lot better than, you know, again, that's what the whole point was, but
she brought it up later.
She was beautiful.
Well, yeah, she does talk about it. And I was like, I've never heard of such a thing, like, that they go to a makeup artist to do their makeup. Like, I was like, what are they doing?
Well, she admits, like,
can we now say that she's from Connecticut? Yeah, like, can we just.
That's amazing.
Get the elephant out of it?
That's amazing.
Yes, but going back to the makeup, it doesn't surprise me because I know a lot of queens, again, they don't sew.
Yeah.
Go to get their dresses.
But not do your own
A lot of them have, they have drag kids that can do their makeup.
But did you notice how, when she said that, Kasha Davis was like, she, like, completely was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Which I agree. Like, 1 month before you get on the show, you learn to do makeup.
Yeah. Well, learn to
and
walk.
It showed.
Learn
and
to walk.
But it showed, though.
It showed. Learn to walk.
She didn't win. One thing about walking. As your girl, I do you learn to walk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Get used to it.
Who the fuck are you?
But I'm bad when I talk because my friends used to say, Lorraine, you're walking like a truck driver. Walk
I
like
mean,
a lady.
If but, you're all about shtick, I can whatever. Get, then you don't walk. But if you're going to try and be that fashion type and you're going to try and pull it off, you got to pull it off.
You got to know how to, you got to know how to turn it on or turn it off. I mean, there were times I'm like, I'm tired.
Kenny
I don't
knows
care
exactly
how
what
walk.
I'm talking about. It's the same thing
My
in sports. You want to be an all-star, you got to carry that
Max.
Mantle. Ew. That was crappy. I was telling you, that coat was, that stank.
I was so disappointed because
you.
Max has
What'd
has
you write,
had,
bitch?
I was so disappointed because Max has had so many.
Simple, a little disappointed.
Yes! Yeah. Because it was like, Max had so many cool outfits this season. Uh-huh. And I was like, you literally didn't do any padding. And I know that's not Max's, apparently padding is not a lot of Queen's things this season. But for Max, I know Max didn't do a lot of like padding. But still, it was like, it literally just looked like you threw on a jacket and a wig.
He had a lot of cool concepts during this actual season.
Yes.
And I was looking forward to seeing him.
I was expecting something really
and I was,
cool.
I was a little disappointed. I love Max, though.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like... We shat on Candy Ho the whole season, and then she looked amazing. Whereas we were, I was praising Max through most of the season, and I was like, oh,
yeah, it was a little disappointing.
But I will say that, like, when the queens came back in, Candy Ho, while I kept saying she needed to go home because she wasn't like, it was obvious she was not going to win. I still like Candy Ho as a personality. Like, I would watch like. Candy Ho on any sort of other show that wasn't a competition show.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to say this, Mark. I drove to Vegas a weekend ago, and I listened to our After Buzz each episode, and you, every week, you said that you wanted Candy Ho and Pearl to go home. It never changed, and I laughed
I'm
every
consistent.
Time.
Consistent.
You were consistent. I just wanted to throw that out there. Because
I,
we all know
what I want doesn't matter.
We all know
anyway,
I change
so.
My mind every 2 seconds. Yeah. But I'm so glad you kept to your guns.
Can I just say how excited I was that Miley was in the audience? Miley.
So wait a minute. I was like, wait, is that Miley Cyrus?
That's what
we
were talking about.
It was Miley.
I was like, they kept cutting her. I was like, who is this girl? Why does she look familiar? I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And I was
I think she's one of the like biggest stars that's not like a Drag Race star that was in the audience, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't see anybody else. I
think and they would have showed any celebrity that was there.
I thought I saw Alyssa Milano at the beginning. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't doubt it.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge Miley fan, and I know that she supports Drag Race, so I was super excited.
I did know that she did like the show, so.
I'm just glad you guys were disappointed by Max's outfit. Okay, we can move on now.
Jaden Dior.
She's pretty.
I thought she looked really good.
I thought she looked really good, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about the material of the dress. It was very shiny.
But you didn't like when she first came out and she like rubbed on her dress and it kind of gave like a little shimmer.
Yeah.
I liked that effect.
I
liked her.
I thought she looked spot. I think she looked like it was, there was not, there was, it was flawless.
Whether it was, you liked the dress or not,
she looked put together.
It was put together. Important. I liked her hair and I liked the makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still on the fence about the dress.
Okay.
So.
Next.
Next, Miss Fane. I have to say, episode one, I wasn't here for our After Buzz episode one, but watching from the first episode, I did not like her. And she's by far one of my favorite queens of the season.
Just gorgeous.
I loved her outfit. She's, I loved her. Gorgeous. And her makeup is always on point. Yeah. And her hair was just amazing.
I just love that she's like a closet weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I love that she's just gorgeous, but can, like, hold a chicken in her weirdo.
But then she can put an outfit together. Or I'm sure she built that outfit and, you know,
beautiful.
Walked it down the runway. I thought it was great.
Well, yeah.
So, good job, Miss Fane. You changed my mind. I'm a changed man because of you. Trixie?
Okay.
I like. I mean, it wasn't.
I was never a fan, so whatever.
Yeah.
Continue. Carry on.
I'm with Cam. I wrote down a camping mess. I know what she was going for, so I can't say it was a complete mess. I didn't care for it.
Remember how earlier I said that, like, we're expecting bigger...
It looks like your hand is going to grab Mark's face. Oh, go ahead. Continue. Sorry, continue.
Remember how I said, like, 2 seconds ago that I wish everybody would go bigger and blah, blah, blah? Yeah. I don't mean literally larger. Like, I feel like Trixie was, like... I know that her thing is to, like, paint for the back row or whatever. This was the most makeup she's ever had on her face ever.
I think it was...
She looked like a Hello Kitty head.
Yeah.
And I was
not
like,
in a good way.
Oh, that was too much.
But that's her... I think she did... respect her, and that's her thing. I never liked it, so I'm going to stick to mine. But so it is what it is. That's just true.
I think she dialed it back for the show because I think she knew if she continued to do that, it would just get ripped apart. So she had to kind of tame it.
Right.
But that's her. I mean, any other pictures on her social media that you watch, like her Instagram stuff, that's what she looks like every time. That's
perfect example.
But that's because she's performing live. Don't you think that, like, the reason she's painting that way is not for television? Like, this is
a television. That's her thing. At least, again, like, at least she's sticking to what she is.
The one episode.
I'd rather that than her do something that's not her.
The one episode that I loved her makeup was the bearded challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't as much, and it all looked great. And which I think you said that she knows how to paint.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
But I think what she does, whether you like it or not, is very, it takes talent to do that. You don't just do that.
I love that she always does this, like classic Mattel Barbie-inspired look.
Yeah.
I just, for me, like, for television, that was too much.
But, and again, like Mark said, I respect the fact that she's sticking to what she wants to do.
Right.
But my hope is, same thing during the season, is that I respect that. But now you have to suffer the repercussions of that choice. If you don't like when people make comments about you, then you just got to suck it up.
Yeah. Well, my only other comment, and this goes for all of them, is that the show, they taped the show back in, it wrapped in August of last year. So between then
there was a larger gap of time this time.
Yeah,
there was.
So between August of 20, thank you. I feel like from August, the end, let's say September 1st, till May 1st, you had time to think about
That's 6 months.
Nine months. Build.
Thank you.
Put together.
Put a concept together.
Right.
Like Bianca Del Rio, she had that planned for 6 months.
Yeah. She also has $100,000 with which to plan.
But there were people. Sasha Bell. I mean, maybe her dress wasn't spot, but she stepped it. Like she looked better. She stepped it up. It was better than what we had seen on the show, and I think that's just what you expect.
I think that, and I'm sure we're gonna get ripped because no one looked bad.
No, I'm expecting
you have 6 months to come up with a concept to. There, I know someone's ripping me right
Shout out to Greg Santiago. No, he's not ripping you. He's ripping Trixie, but rock on with that.
I'm just saying you have a lot of time, and I just expected more. Okay, Katya.
She just makes me smile. I love
I love Katya.
I love her outfit, too.
I loved her.
The outfit idea is cool. I don't like her shaping. Her shaping, for me, sucks. And I hate her hair.
Okay.
I love her hair.
I would have liked the wig a little bit longer, but that's just personal.
Either longer or short. It was kind of that weird
It was in the in-between. I love the cape thing. And I liked the outfit. It was my favorite, but it was Katya. And I'm probably going to get ripped because whereas I trashed on Trixie, this is Katya and it's campy.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And
I loved it.
Oh, I know her what it is. I know exactly what it is. I like Katya because her personality goes with her look. Whereas Trixie, she's supposed to be this campy person, but I don't see it.
We didn't
as
see
much.
It until she did the Rue imitation.
Exactly. Right. Right. So maybe that's it.
I did like that
Rue imitation. I liked Katya's. I thought it was cute.
Kennedy.
I thought it was very creative.
Kennedy was
super pageant. She looked amazing.
Best. That was my best too. Hands down.
I think next to Candy Ho, I think that was my other favorite.
But that's the pageant queen. She had time, she had a concept, and she laid it all out there.
I'll say this. I bet you that was something she had in her bag. Yeah.
She probably
she might even put that together. That was probably, she had something in the closet. Like, yeah, I'm going to wear this one. I haven't worn this one yet.
Right.
But it was super flawless. Atlanta hair. That was the wrap hair. That she came out in first, yeah. The yellow, and then took that off. It was
See, and this is the thing.
Magnifique.
Concept. She yeah. had she yep. had a clear vision yep. of what she was going to do and how she was going to present
it. Anything extraordinary. It was just... Right. Perfection.
It was Kennedy. It perfection. Was this is
perfection. Well, it's always about the execution. It's
exactly.
not what you say.
Yep.
It's how you
say it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So thumbs up to Kennedy. Now let's get into the top three in the first look.
Okay.
Ginger.
I thought it was so cute.
I thought it was really cute.
And it was different. It was a little similar to the other light blue one that she wore, mm-hmm. John, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. that one was a little longer. I think that came down to her knee or something, so this was a little bit shorter. It was a different silhouette, and I thought it was cute and fun, especially just for the opening.
Yeah.
Because she had, you have to space out your look, right. So, yeah.
I thought it was meh. I didn't hate it, but I was like, okay.
Yeah. I didn't hate it.
I like her hair. I like the hair.
And I've always liked ginger shaping. Ginger keeps a good shape for a big girl. So.
And I know I'm going to get ripped because it's the same hair, but it was a different concept. It was the dark roots going into the blonde, and it was big, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Next, Pearl.
I thought Pearl looked beautiful.
I did too.
I can't say anything because I'm not bright.
Carry on. She patted her ass, finally. Mm-hmm.
Did she?
Yes. For the first look, she did.
Well, she wasn't patted.
No. She wasn't patted for that look. But the first... But I didn't mind the second look. I didn't mind that she didn't pad that look. Because it looked very feminine. I thought she looked beautiful.
I thought she looked pretty.
I think
one of my favorite things about Pearl is not necessarily, her outfits. Which, she has had some big misses for outfits.
Yeah.
But I love her makeup. I just love her makeup. I think it's beautiful. And this, this episode really showcased the fact when you get, all those real close-ups. Mm-hmm.
I think when it came to makeup, I think her and Miss Fame were always flawless. Yeah. I never had an issue with their makeup.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would.
Just her hairline.
Yeah. But Pearl looked amazing for the first look. Violet?
I thought that was cute. So cute.
I mean, it was... It was simple.
The whole finale I've seen before. I didn't like her hair, the whole finale. Well, and I understand the reference to that era, but I just...
It's very...
That was my favorite part.
That's not my favorite. Her outfit's hand down. She's sick. She's amazing with it.
I didn't mind. I always did that. This one was okay. It was
okay.
Her first one.
That was okay.
So, and RuPaul?
What did I say?
What did that mean? What was that? Sounded like you were either taking a poop or constipated.
I'll say it on air what I said to you when we were talking before. If one of these girls this season walked out on that runway in that would have been ripped to pieces.
Yes.
You belted curtains.
I actually disagree with you.
Okay.
I liked
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
And the belt did it was the
Here's the thing. I agree with Mark's assessment about belting curtains. The problem is, she can because she still looks good in it.
Yes.
She has the body for it.
Yes.
Not everybody can.
I'll give that.
Right.
But he is right, though. If somebody else came out like that, they would have got torn to shreds.
I liked it.
She, too, had the same amount of time, if not more, to plan what she was going to wear.
But you know what? At the same time, though, I can't see her painting her face blue. And
no, I'm not saying
painting. But you know what I'm saying. You know, and
she
have this big extravaganza of bird wings and peacock feathers and
shit
like that.
She doesn't have anything left to prove.
Exactly.
That's my thing with that. I get it. But Mark is right about that. Everybody else
and
worrying
and
that.
And it's probably a comfort level because she knew she was going to be in tucked
the
entire show.
Yeah.
You already took away Shemale.
She works.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody just tweeted me and said the show started airing in the UK. And Shemale is still part of the show.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm. And I don't doubt it either because when she says, I don't fuck it up, they never bleed it out in other markets.
Right.
Only
they don't
in the
bleed
US.
It out. Like if you download it on Amazon, which is how I watch a lot of the show, because logo.com sucks.
Horrible.
It's so horrible.
Horrible.
It's like, If you try to watch it with closed captions, closed captions are off. If you try to watch it, sometimes it'll restart, and sometimes it like freezes. So I just download the episodes from Amazon. Yeah. I guess Logo's trying to force me to pay for Drag Race. That's fine.
They get 10 cents of your purchase.
Well, here's my thing.
They don't bleep it out on Amazon. Well, here's,
and I think I said this before. It's like you have to find, so you have to go to Amazon possibly to find it on Logo's website. But if you want to watch The Untucked, you got to go to Wild Presents. If you want to watch, you know what I mean? Like everything is so, in different places. It's not, you don't just go to one place and find everything. Right. Everything needs to be together.
Right.
It needs to be easier to find. It needs to be easier for people to get
centralized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So quick shout out to Jamie Eggman for the UK information.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, there was another fan who tweeted me about the UK show saying that they're starting, I guess, with season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that maybe we could get more UK fans making them start with our podcast season 4.
What does that mean? That we redo season 4?
No, that just means that, like...
Oh, they can watch our season
4. Yeah,
oh, they can
be like, watch our season.
Wait, am I a part
four.
Of that season?
Yeah!
Okay, just checking.
He's like, if I'm a part of it, then yes.
There's one season.
I am not.
That'd be a concept. Okay, that'd be a concept. RuPaul takes her show and goes to the UK.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're... Well, but no, that...
It just... When did it start, you say? It just started this week?
What?
The UK
version? Oh, that's what he said. Oh, okay. Well, he said that it just started airing in the UK tonight.
Oh, okay.
So...
Season 4.
I'm not sure what season
they're showing
is.
Our season 4.
Not our
but
drivers.
But I think they're showing US season 4, but I think they are eventually going to do a UK drag race.
I think they are. Okay.
Sorry, and then, clarify.
Yeah, because she pulls people from Puerto Rico to come over to the States, so I mean...
Well,
yeah.
It is a territory.
And we did have... And Courtney Axe is an Aussie.
Whatever. Marissa, don't encourage her. Whatever. So the first challenge was a lip sync challenge.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't get to weigh in on Rue's disco.
Oh, ball. Sorry. Go for it.
I liked just the boob area. Like, I liked the fact that you saw this little opening and it was a disco ball. And I love that concept. The bottom part looks messy to me, just like Mark said. But... You also have to think, like, when I was there, they're filming for, I don't know, like 10 hours or something, and she's on stage the whole time.
And it's
the
light.
And she said before she does not like being in drag that long. Yeah. She's usually behind the counter. She's waist down. She's not in drag.
Right.
Favorite outfit of hers all season was her self.
With the white afro ball.
My
second favorite would be the tie-dye one. Where it was like tie-dye, and it was...
I kind of don't really remember that.
Yeah.
I like... There was like a green, like almost skeleton-y one. I think that one was my second favorite.
Only one that I remember liking is the one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was her favorite look. Can we move on?
I'm sure she doesn't care what I think.
Okay,
so.
The lip sync?
Yes.
Okay, here's my problem is that... excuse me. They're used to, like... giving us who sings the song, the name of the song, and who sings it. Uh-huh. And I tried to... They didn't do it for this episode, and I tried to write down, or I tried to Shazam it, and it wouldn't Shazam. Because I actually like the three songs that they use.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just don't know who sang them.
I felt like Ginger's song was from a musical that she had probably already performed in. I felt that that was a talent that she used in one of her pageants. So I was entertained, but I wasn't mesmerized. I didn't think it was anything special. But that was my personal perception of Ginger Minj.
But Rue said that the songs were custom chosen for them.
Right.
Which means I'm pretty sure that they've had who knows how long to perform it.
Right. Well, and each one had to do with their personality,
right,
too.
Right, right. It made
so
sense.
And it sounded like, if I'm not mistaken... I feel like it was the same person singing each song. Did it not sound like the same
tune?
I almost feel like maybe they had, like, whether they were written for them, I don't know. But they had somebody sing these songs, maybe because it was cheaper to get it. I don't know.
Well.
I don't know how that works.
Apparently, it's not a popular song because Suzanne was like, I can't help you. Sorry. You on that one. And then I went to Google, and they're like, "Yep, can't help you either."
And
When Pearls was playing, I was like, "Sounds like the same singer." Because I thought the same thing. I'm like, I like the song that Ginger was doing, and I thought about Shazamming it too. And then it was like almost over by the time. And then when Pearls started the Sleepwalker, I was like, Is that the same singer? So I don't know.
Who knows? It could be. Yeah. If you know, tweet us. Make your comment down there. Let us know.
Let us know.
I like Ginger's performance. I didn't mind it. I thought it was good.
I was entertained.
Yeah.
She had a moment where she reminded me of CeeLo and she had the Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
That's just not right.
And it was because she had the billowing sleeves.
The sleeves, yeah. But I like that dress. I like the dress too.
I loved it. I thought it was perfect for the number. I thought she was fantastic.
My least favorite.
Most
was,
energy. By
yes,
far.
My least favorite was Pearl.
Yeah.
I mean, the song wasn't probably the best choice, but she's not a performer. I'm taking it that she's not a stage performer. She doesn't lip sync. I'm falling on my chair.
She's
sorry.
More of a personality, yeah. I think.
Like, I can see her hosting a show and hosting yes. a night at Mickey's or yes. wherever, as opposed to being a headliner or a performer.
Yeah.
She's no Kennedy Davenport.
Well, but, you know, like, Raven, she doesn't do, like, what Ginger does, but she's still... She engages you and keeps you in the moment and in the song and entertaining. So it's possible to do, you know, but...
I like that Pearl did a joke on her whole sleepwalking thing. I like that.
Well, I don't think she had a choice.
I think it was assigned. Yeah.
My only problem with Violet, I thought it was a great performance. I loved the dress when she first came out and then she started taking it off. I was like, fuck.
Oh, Violet?
Yeah.
I would have been okay. Same outfit, no nails.
I would have been okay if she would have kept the bra on, and then she took the bra. I was like, ugh.
I got past the aesthetic because what I really wanted to see was her performance quality because we never had to see her lip sync.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, I was, when they announced the winner, I thought, you know what? I'm glad that she won in that perspective because her performance quality wasn't like this shoddy piece of crap. She actually, her choreography, her staging, all of that, her presence in her performance for me was a performer. I think she performed very well. I could have done with someone a little less skin, but as far as the performance itself, because people were always saying, well, she's never lip sync. She must be a really bad person. You know, she must suck. She was good.
Lip syncing when you've had that much time to prepare versus lip syncing when you've had like a couple days.
Right. Some people can prepare for 10 years.
They do get
their
lip sync like music.
But to say, I will commend her because I think only maybe her, Alaska, and the second winner, they went through.
Tyra.
They went through the entire season without being in the bottom two. So I commend them for that. That they didn't have to lip sync. Right. But you're right. I for what I saw, it wasn't bad. I was just I got the burlesque kind of concept. I'm still maybe I'm changing my mind again, but I don't know about this boy body. When you get down to it, because I think Max did it early in the season, and I wasn't crazy about it.
And those that are listening, I'm shaking my head.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I wanted to say. We should point because when I was lit driving, and I was like,
what are they doing?
Yeah. Because there was one point we all laughed. I was like, I don't know why we're laughing. But
yeah. But going back on that same point is you didn't like the boy body, but she actually has a following that likes the fact they like her for that aesthetic. They like her for her shape and the fact that she's okay with not wearing breasts and so on and so forth. So, again, she stuck to what her aesthetic was. And I appreciated that. I wasn't blown away by it. But
right.
I actually was blown away by it. I am a big fan of burlesque. And it's so interesting because... I don't necessarily agree that Violet should have won this season, but I do think, wow, like, she can put on a performance. Like, she can put on a really nice performance. And I love the look. I love the Betty Page hair. I love that she was true to the burlesque medium where she's kind of, like, taking off a thing and then turning around and doing, like, this, like, teasing thing.
She was choreographed.
Her lip syncing Her lip syncing was on point. Like, she didn't miss a thing.
Like Ginger. Ginger stumbled.
Ginger did miss a couple.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Oh, she did. Yeah. But thank God for editing because they cut around it. Because when she started, she screwed up and then they went to a wide shot of the stage. That's another reason why I want a live show. I want to see the mishaps. I want to see, you know.
Yeah.
Don't take
You're going to see probably a lot of mishaps if you see a live show.
I was very... Going back to Ginger, when she was sitting on the stool, I was like, where's her feet?
I was like, her dress was like, she had feet.
At first, I thought she was hovering off the floor. I was like, oh, that's impressive. But wait, what's wrong with you over there? I just found it hilarious. God bless her for being on that stool that long.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the reunited part. Do we need to talk about the interview?
I was telling Mark, I felt like it was like they were just sucking the emotion out of you.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Oh, Lord. Let's just milk it.
It's like, I am happy that, you know, the, like, for Ginger, she got to get a, like, a confirmation from her dad that things are okay. But we, Kenny sent us, right before her coming on air, he sent us the reaction video that's on Logo.
Right.
Of the top three watching to see who won. But you go through that and they're doing recaps of all the like emotional moments. And I was like, how much can you milk these people's like family lives?
Yeah.
I was okay with everything until Rue was like, so how do you feel about that?
She talks like a therapist. I'm watching The Sopranos for the first time. She really is reminding me of the therapist in The Sopranos, where it's like, what's her name? What do you think about that?
Oh, her name is blanking me, and I love her. Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah.
Love her. Love that show. I agree. I think I actually teared up with the whole dad. I like the little messages when the dad comes on and he's talking. And he's,
I don't think we're saying that it's putting it down or anything.
It's very interesting because I felt like the dad seemed very genuine. It was more than any of the other
video parents
that they had. But it didn't seem disjointed. It actually made me feel like maybe her story was a little bit warped from my perspective.
Well,
the way he talked about him. Right. The dad seemed very loving.
But Well, when she had the exit, I call it the exit, the exit interview when they're having Tic Tacs, she said that her dad has come around. So cut to 5-6 months later, and you see the video, I can see where you say it seems a little warped. I can understand that.
I'm not taking away from her personal story. It was interesting.
But
had that happen in my own life. Like, where you have a relative where they're just, like, being hateful towards you, and all of a sudden they're finally like, okay, you are who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's tough being straight, isn't it, Jackie?
I've had many of them. And just like...
because your dad thought you were gay for a long time.
My dad did think I was gay.
Kennedy's mom.
And he was totally okay with it, which was great.
That touched me. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. It was touching. It was very touching because my original thought about Kennedy's dad was, I don't necessarily think the dad had a choice. He had to love Kennedy, number one, because Kennedy also took care of the other siblings, which the dad probably didn't have time to do.
Yeah.
So he was forced into, like, I gotta accept this because I need your help kind of thing. So there's all kinds of dynamics there, but I did appreciate the concept of the mom coming and supporting.
I just found it very interesting that out of all the three, the top three, Ginger was the one that showed emotion, like when the parents were talking. Whereas
damaged parents create damaged children. That's all I gotta say
about
that. What
does that mean?
That's why she was such a cunt.
Oh. Not and cunt then, enough because she didn't win.
And then tried to backtrack. I mean, she's a great entertainer. The problem was, again, you just got to, like, back up what you say. You know, have some integrity. That's all.
Okay.
But you can see the damage.
Damage is done.
Yeah.
What about me? I get a lot of bad comments.
We don't have enough time.
But we love you anyway.
Oh, thank you.
But it's just like, you know what's interesting?
By the way, Mark is being silent.
No. Speaking of that, is RuPaul has addressed the fact that there have been, I just guess because there have been more viewers, there have been a lot of like negative comments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the negative comments about Jasmine.
And we brought that up here, too.
Yeah. And I appreciate that she addressed that. And I appreciate that she not only addressed it about Jasmine, but addressed it about herself as well in general. Because there's
especially with this show in particular, for some reason.
There's one thing to be a huge, and Rue and Michelle Visage have said this on their podcast, but it's one thing to be a huge fan of a certain queen and want them to win and want them to do well, versus then turning around and being an a-hole to somebody else for no reason because of that.
I agree 100%.
Fanatics.
Well, yeah. And we get that here, too.
And it takes me back to our episode about bullying. It's the same concept. Well, yeah. It exists, but now you have a different form and anonymity is so much easier.
The only problem, a certain problem that I have is when people put it out there. Like, we put our podcast out there, and for us to say, why are you being hateful? I get it because I'm putting it out there. I'm giving you the opportunity to say whatever you want to say. I have a personality where it's water off a duck's back.
Right.
I could care less. Yeah. But the thing is, you're still watching. Go Jinx Monsoon. Jinx Monsoon.
Who did she beat, by the way?
No. So it's out there. I mean, we live in a world, we live in a different type of bullying now.
Yeah.
And we've said that before.
And thank you, Rue, for making that comment.
Yeah.
Moving I think on. It's important because this is a community that so many people in this community have been marginalized. You should be holding each other up, not tearing each other down.
I'm so glad you said that. I find it very, because I don't know why I go on queerty a lot, and there's a lot of there's a lot of inter-community.
Here's my thing.
you know what I'm saying, though, right?
We get bullied enough outside of our own community.
Right.
Unfortunately, what makes it even worse is our own community does it.
That's what I hate
when our own community points fingers outside instead of pointing the finger inside first.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes me sick.
Well, that's the whole shemale thing. That was a big thing. I read a stupid article about masculine guys versus feminine guys, and it was just like,
we're marginal.
You're all gay.
Separating the community into little parts.
Yeah. It's better than we have so many. There's so many mini. There's like bears and otters, and now there's dogs and
labeling is
going
to happen. You can't stop labeling.
Yeah, but
labeling is not bullying. Labeling something is not bullying.
It only becomes
That's
a problem.
That's part of science still.
It becomes a problem when you're discriminating against your own kind.
It becomes a problem when you start to dismiss and put and raise yourself above another label. That's the difference. When you say something is not as valued as the other, that's the difference for me.
Perfect
you're
going to
label. Labels are going to happen. That's not the issue, though. The issue is, are you trying to make somebody feel bad for their certain label? That's the difference.
Well, perfect example is the old versus the young. That's a big one in our community, too.
Well, it's also when you call yourself bitter, you're giving yourself a negative connotation.
Well, I'm not bitter.
And you ride with
I'm
it.
I'm just a cunt.
I'm a fag.
I love you.
So, moving on. they had the little reunited. I thought it was good.
Marissa's bored.
No, she's not. She's checking her scruff. Actually, it's called Tinder. Who are you swiping left on? Let's see.
I liked Tempest's little tidbit about how her kids watch the show.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because I had talked to the fan earlier this season who was saying, it's hard because you think kids would really enjoy this, but then there are people like cursing on the show.
Yeah.
So it's like that balance of like kids would really enjoy watching drag versus like some of the jokes are a little bit adult. But
most kids won't get the jokes.
Sidebar. This is
bad.
And this is probably could fall into bullying too. Right. Somebody just posted, they said that they have pics of Violet's porn past work. Violet.
Her porn past work?
Yeah,
porn past.
No, yeah, that was a lot of like.
I'm okay with it. Go ahead, girl.
But this is another thing, and this is a totally probably off topic. I feel like people who why do we discriminate against people who've done porn?
I don't.
I watch it. I'm sure a lot of people watch it. But certain people that watch it, they want to, that's bad and you shouldn't do it. But yet you're still watching.
I think part of it is like people feel that if you gained fame from porn.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'm not saying what I feel. I'm just saying that, like, there are people who see, like, if you gain fame from just doing porn and then, like, you were trying to do something else, not like Jenna Jameson where you're like, I do porn. I do it really well and this is what I do. But, like, if you're like a Kim Kardashian where you, like, do porn and then you're like, well, I did that just to be famous.
Right. Total off topic. I apologize.
That's my fault. I'm bringing this around.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about you.
People are probably insinuating that, Violet became famous from
doing porn
versus like being talented, which she is talented.
Go on, Violet.
Yeah, if you do porn, do porn. Let me see it. Let's see it.
Come on over.
Oh, my other favorite part with the reunited part was Jaden. I love that.
Oh,
was a perfect.
Yes.
That was a great full circle.
Yeah.
The mom, I actually...
Because I love Katya. I think she's amazingly entertaining and funny. But I'm in my heart, and I talked about this in comments on our other episodes, I actually thought Jaden should have got Miss Congeniality.
I actually thought...
But again, she didn't last as long, so I get it. The voting, whatever.
Question.
Yes.
Is it Congeniality or is it just a popularity contest?
I think that this was a popularity
contest. I thought last year was a popularity. I thought people wanted him to go further and win, at where I didn't think that he should have won that.
I think these past two seasons it's been like just popular. For really people who wanted queens to win. Like even RuPaul did that fake out knowing that people were going to be like, oh my gosh, is Katya really going to do an upset?
Because we've had a conversation in this season about how Katya kind of jumped on the shit-talking bandwagon.
Yeah.
like I was telling Mark, Nina Flowers is one of my favorite queens of all time. You never caught her talking bad about anybody in her season.
Did she win that?
No. Who she won? Lost to BB.
Well, no. She, I know she Congeniality lost.
Congeniality was... Oh, she won Congeniality.
She did? Yeah. Okay. I thought Max should have got it, just for the simple fact that she helped each other. I think that's what...
That was the big conversation in the comments, was Max and Jaden.
Yeah. I don't think Jaden was that helpful. And Jaden was a sweetheart, but I don't...
I was okay with
the like one. One season, who was it? Ivory Winters?
Ivy Winters. I thought Ivy Winters was sweet.
She just was quiet the whole time. She didn't help nobody. She was sweet.
Well, I think Congeniality, too, is sweet. I think even in, like, Miss America, those pageant stuff, it is a lot of times the person that, like, we wish you could have had this. Right. We wish, you know, we all just adore you. Not necessarily you helped me succeed in this pageant. Look at the word. But
favorite clip of all season was the confessional.
The Curse of Pearl.
No. That was amazing.
I died.
That was a great segment. Yeah. But my favorite clip of the whole season, and they used it in the finale, was Katya talking about the pit crew, extra pit crew guys when they did the contest, and she's like, I want to blow them all. I can't say that. That's my favorite.
No, I love
it. But the Pearl segment was...
And she did the Big Ange thing. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. I liked it. I agree with you. I thought Katya should have won, but I would have voted for Max. I think I didn't vote.
Who am I don't know what you just said. You said Katya should have won, but you voted.
I'm glad she won, because I clapped when she won. Yeah. And I clapped when she won at the end.
I clapped because she won $5,000. That's why I clapped.
And here's the thing about the end. The end. I think Rue realized she made a mistake. Either that or she was just like, I'm just going to
throw. No, I think she was banking off of social media. I think she was going to play the social media card.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Because I actually, right before I watched it, I was like, Katya should win. And then she called her name. I was like...
I know. I was like, I had my heart skipped a beat, and I was like, oh, no.
But then I realized that it couldn't have been that way, because everybody would have known before the actual show aired. Right. And the little clip that I sent them earlier, even the three queens, when they were watching, they laughed. As if it was the first time it was happening, knowing they had already experienced it. So.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know if this just popped in my head. I don't know if you guys talked about it. I wasn't here last season, so I don't know what you guys talked about. But you know that they...
Oh, we got drunk last season this
time. For the finale, she had a tie.
Yeah.
She had filmed a
Someone
tie.
Brought it up. Yeah. Someone they filmed Adore and Bianca.
And Bianca. Mm-hmm.
Bianca looks sick, by the way.
She did.
She looked amazing. I was shocked when she came out.
Amazing. She did.
Because I could have done without the backdrop thingies, but...
I thought that...
Just being in full metal.
No, I thought it was gorgeous.
Yeah. No, because it took me back to Trixie Mattel and her bearded lady thing.
I love that. I love that.
Do you guys have extra time?
Yay!
We do?
I had to pop in because it's season
for Steven.
He wants to pop into all my shows.
Steven just announced that we have extra time. So we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game of who would you rather.
Where are my pants?
Couldn't he have written that on the board?
Yeah. We're going to play a game of who would you rather, and we're going to start picking off our clothes.
I think you did that for me.
I know exactly. Because
then my next statement was going to be, and the winner is... Well, we have time. What else do you want to talk about?
What else do we do?
Well, let me make a comment. We had somebody who complimented us and then also ripped on us on our last episode in commentary. None of us truly knew that Trixie was coming back. That was just the speculation amongst the entire, pretty much most of the social media population. Right. We didn't know for sure. So we weren't giving a spoiler because he wanted us to put some kind of spoiler alert on our
We don't have any insight on the show. More like as far as like we don't know what they filmed before,
and the way I see it is that it was already on social media.
Everybody was talking about
it. And I'm led to believe that number one, Logo gave it away with previews of like episodes later,
right?
And that she had already shot her return and a couple of episodes afterwards. So I'm sure it wasn't a secret to any of the contestants.
Well, speaking of social media, I was going to say, we talked a little bit about this before. I know we need to stop talking before.
That's an invite to not be your friend, Cameron.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
Wouldn't be the first.
was that I was watching, because I don't have Logo at home,
You don't?
I don't either.
What?
So I watch it on Amazon, not logo.com.
Right.
You're a bunch of fags.
But I was watching Twitter because I at the time it was airing on the East Coast because I thought, well, I'll get, you know, at least see who wins through here. And I literally, like, nothing.
There Radio was silence.
I'm literally, like, nothing, like, congrats, Violet. I even looked on her Twitter page, like, was watching hers because I saw something that I was like, did Violet win? Because the way somebody phrased something, and but it wasn't specific. So I went to her page and looked at her page, and it was just tweets that she had sent out. And I was just like, did she win? Did she? And the only how I figured it out was Miss Fame posted a video on her Instagram saying, congratulations to Violet, you really won. And that's how I knew it. But there was nothing.
I remember last year when I woke up and checked my Facebook
page. Yeah.
It was in the trending.
Yeah. I didn't see anything on my Facebook either. Nothing.
You're right. You know what?
But I didn't see it on the RuPaul Drag Race. But we said before, I think Caitlyn Jenner took a little bit of the...
Yes.
she was monopolizing that. Social media for the last couple
topic. Days. Can we talk? Oh, we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
But I do agree with you because I was actually... I get really annoyed when the queen is like... when the winner is inadvertently...
Announced
and spoiled for me. Because I don't want... Like, I'll see like updates on my Twitter feed or on my Facebook feed or... people tweeting at me. Mm-hmm. And I do have to say thank you guys for not tweeting the winner at us. I really appreciate
that. Well, I don't know that they were not tweeting it out of respect.
I think they just did.
I think they were just not tweeting because they didn't care.
Yeah, and that's
sorry,
the thing.
Violet.
It's like, it actually didn't occur to me because I was so like, oh, okay, wah-wah.
Well, it's funny that the one time I'm looking, like normally I'm like, I don't want to know. And it's like, everywhere. And then the one time I'm like, oh, it'll be everywhere. And I'm like, no, more
I was
Caitlyn
like,
Jenner.
I was like, wow, the world is so spoiler-free today.
Yeah.
I think, and I can't speak for everyone, I'm just speaking for myself. This was when it came down to the final three. Had Katya been in the final, I would have been like, I'm so excited for this. Yeah. I can't wait. And I was just like... I kind of figured Pearl wasn't going to win. I knew it was between Ginger and Violet.
I would have rather Pearl won.
I thought Ginger was a shoo-in. I was so confused.
Which is, I think, why she did it. I think she was trying to be like, well, everyone wants her, so I'm just going to pick somebody else just to mix it up a little
bit. Here's the thing. There's this thing where everybody's... There's this thing where people are ready for a big queen. I wasn't convinced that Ginger was the right person for that title. You know how it's always...
You don't think she deserved to win?
You know how it's like the Oscars? Like, we're waiting for the first black actress to win.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
Or the next black actress to win.
Right.
It's just like, is this person that person? And you realize, no, we're not there yet. You know what I mean? It's like it's a wait for the right person. I don't think Ginger was the right person.
And you're saying that there still hasn't been.
But then there's that argument. It's the same argument with the Oscars that it's like, what pool is Rue pulling from? And like, why haven't like queens in the past? There are other big queens out there who I know that are performing that have not been on Drag Race that would be good contenders. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Make your comment down there.
I respected her for her political comment about she wanted to win because she was the best,
yes.
Not win because she was a big girl. No. And I agree. It shouldn't have been that. And again, I wasn't picking her.
But
anyway.
I still think, of the three, she overall checked most of the boxes.
She's the most well-rounded.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And John Waters wanted her to win.
Yeah, and it's kind of that thing like in politics where you choose, there's no better. You just go with the best of the three evils, I guess.
Well, and another thing I noticed, and I'm going to get
yelled at for this.
But
go ahead, Mark.
Did you see, I don't know if you noticed, if you caught on this, but when they did each one of them, Ginger, Violet, and Pearl, when they had the clips from, like, here's some messages from your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anyone besides me notice that Violet... It just seemed like the pickings were slim because two of her videos were drag con fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, could we just, we couldn't get enough?
Well,
that's the first thing that went into my head. I'm not saying that's what it was, but it was kind of like, come on.
She even mentioned that. She was a loner.
I guess.
Wasn't it her or Pearl?
I guess.
I think it was Violet. I think she was like, you know what, I just did my own thing.
Well,
I will say that her last look was it was her best look of the season. It was her best look of the season.
I thought it was the hair. But I do agree that that outfit was the best look of the entire season.
For her.
Yeah.
The hair was good. But the hair was okay.
I like a different style, but her dress, that look was the best of hers all season, definitely.
And I said it early in the show, I want a live... Because I mentally thought when Ru announced her as the winner, my mind automatically went to, okay, they've been shooting this for hours. She's the last person to be called. They've already did the announcement, ended the show, reset, did Pearl, ended the show, reset, and she was the last one. And her, like...
Yeah, she was like...
Yeah, it was just kind of like... you know, it wasn't... I
can't
like,
walk anymore.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I want to see that. And in the clip that I showed you guys, this is what I'm going to do. Next season, from now on, I'm going to watch the finale, and when she right before they announce it, I'm going to stop it and not watch until I watch the actual announcement. Well, when the actual contestants look.
Yeah, I will say this. Hope everyone's listening. Pearl, in that video, the best Pearl's ever looked, in my opinion.
In the video.
I loved the color. Like, she was wearing color.
Yeah.
She looked fun. She looked, you know what I mean? It wasn't just this, you know? And I think I said this before. Like, when I started doing drag, I was like, okay, my thing is going to be red lips and red nails. I'm always going to wear red lips and nails. Okay, that died really quick.
Right.
So hopefully I'm only going to wear pearl tones.
Changes.
Is done.
I would like, go ahead.
No, that was it.
I want to post this video, and I would like to know where they were. Because
we think arena.
Was it arena?
I think so. Because
I was like, it was either arena or it's not even in LA.
Yeah, I think it was arena.
Okay.
I think it was arena.
At first I thought it was factory.
I thought it was factory.
It's not factory because I worked at the factory and none of that. Unless it's changed a lot since I've been there.
No.
But because it was a long time.
And then I thought it could have been the Abbey because they've changed the back of it. It definitely wasn't
the
Abbey.
The final stage.
I'm almost positive. It was just, I think it just, you could tell.
But see, and this is the thing is, like, why can't that be bigger? You know what I mean? You know that you're going to have, like, I had no knowledge of them actually going to be being at the arena or wherever they were. I think it would have been a nice thing for them.
Well, here's this too. Why can't it just be, you know, if it is a money thing and we want a live thing, then let's cut out the backup dancers. Let's do like Survivor. Everybody just comes back.
Yes.
We do the announcement right away. We sit here and then we talk about
it.
We talk about the season. We talk about this. We talk about that. We don't need to have all that. Everything can be on clips. You don't have to even move. You just sit there and
do what they used to do. Tape all of that.
Yep.
And then cut to a live with Rue at the arena doing the live announcement.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she knows who's going
to
do it.
Now we're going to go live to what you call it, and we're going to make the announcement. Yeah. Boom. We got it figured out for you, Logo.
I know. Hire me. Welcome. I need a job. Bruce Jenner.
I want to give a shout out to
No, I'm just kidding.
I want to give a shout out to our iTunes commenters. So you should go on iTunes, rate us, comment.
And make fun of us because we talk and we think you can visually see what we're saying. And
yes, but you can't.
Yeah. So. Like,
you can cuss us out.
For instance, Cameron just gave me a side eye. Either that or he's just naturally bug-eyed.
Watch the video to figure it out. Great,
you're naturally cunt-eyed, too.
Great book, sir.
Who?
Great book. Sir.
Oh, okay.
Said that they're kind of obsessed, and I just want to let you know I do not feel marginalized by your use of guys to refer to all of us. I am currently wearing a mustache.
I feel marginalized.
She's wearing a mustache,
and she's fully tucked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I'll let you get back. There's this great video of Willem and Gia Gunn from Comic-Con where they're actually lecturing a group of people on how to tuck properly.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. And I did not know the balls go all the way half up to your...
Yeah.
I should ask you that.
I thought you discussed this in season 3.
We did.
Yeah.
I listened to
it. But it was visual.
You've never been laying down and it just went up before?
Oh, no.
I don't know what position.
That happens to me.
If you're laying down sometimes, it'll just kind of travel up.
Your balls have to descend.
Yeah.
Those canals still exist.
And that socket's still there, so that's where they go. Can I say, too, that I caught the commercial because I forgot to fast forward, that they're going to be on Sunday, July 26th at 7 p.m., they're going to re-air season 4 called Revealed, and she's going to be commentating on the whole thing. Just if people didn't catch it, putting
exciting.
It out there. I'm
see,
helping.
See
I'm helping
Sharon Needles' new face.
First of all, that was
and
so
then you
long
can
ago.
Watch. And then you can watch our their After Buzz.
You can watch our After Buzz and think of Mark and insert him into it.
What would Mark have said?
You can totally. I don't know who else
like
was there.
That.
I think it was just
Courtney.
Oh yeah, you can totally cut and paste him over Courtney's face.
Ah!
I'm okay with that.
Hi,
Courtney Stewart.
Hi, Courtney.
That was Kenny.
The other shout out is KK745.
So glad you didn't throw a third K.
Nope, just two.
Okay.
Like Chris Kardashian. Said we are a great show to watch.
Oh, thank
and
you, Kay.
We really appreciate your comments. That's
or
how,
listen to.
Yes. Or listen to. But I'm really happy when people comment on iTunes because that's how people find our show. And it's the same thing on YouTube.
And it's easy to find and you can download it for free. And it's so easy.
Yeah.
I listened to us in our car.
Here's my shout out. My shout out is to Bryce Elwin and Jace Nivens.
And Bryce's
mom. Thank
you
for calling on.
Bryce's mom.
And Bryce's mom. Yeah.
They've been with us for a while. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else were we talking about? Bruce Jenner?
What?
Caitlyn Jenner. Formerly Bruce Jenner.
Okay. Should I start?
Go ahead. Well, you're the one who had something to say.
So first of all, I woke up, was this 2 days
Marissa,
ago?
You know what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Marissa,
just checking.
Marissa has the internet, she knows what we're talking about.
Okay, the funny thing is, I kept seeing this Vanity Fair thing pop up on, everybody posted. I'm like, first of all, I thought it was Jessica Lange.
It does.
And I was just like,
she looks like Jessica.
Why is everyone going crazy over Jessica Lange? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, okay.
I thought it was an old Janice Dickinson picture.
That too.
I heard both.
That's
okay,
what Steve Lemieux thought.
Yeah.
That's what
Steve
Lemieux thought.
Oh, that's who said it.
Yeah.
Steven. Yeah.
So am I a cunt for saying that I'm kind of over it and kind of just.
It's only been 2 days.
But I'm just, okay. Kudos for him. You be whoever you want to be. And I think this has to do with the fact that I was never a Kardashian. I didn't like the show.
But he's not.
I'm just.
And I think he made that statement.
We associate him to
that clan. Yes. And even when I watched Logo, they had the little congrats, Caitlyn in the little corner, like they did with I think last week they had congrats with a little Irish. Because Ireland, they
passed
them,
right?
Yeah. Which I like those little subtle messages, but I was just like, I'm okay with him being her, with being who she wants to be, and I think it's just too much for me.
But you don't think
is that wrong?
But you don't
What's
think it's
too much?
Bringing.
I'm just
the
sick
attention?
Of seeing. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm just kind of overseeing it.
But arguably, Caitlyn Jenner is one of the most now like has brought the issue of. Like, of being transgender to a wider audience. There's so many people that watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, more so than, like, someone like Laverne Cox, who's on Orange is the New Black. This reaches a wider audience and has a huge fan base that is not even in the age demographic and the fan base that might not be aware of all kinds of LGBT issues. So I think just being able to maybe reach somebody who's not like you who might know transgender people. Not is transgender, but might know transgender people or, you know, be familiar with the issues. These people aren't. And so it's a big deal for the world. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner on Twitter reached 1 million followers faster than Obama did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So am I being.
No, but it doesn't make you a bad person for being over the situation.
Okay.
But. You, as long as you can
sure
understand the value of it to our community.
I just keep wanting to see more pictures.
No, but
I'm buying that.
I know, I want to see her in this. Y'all put her in this.
But I wonder, and this goes back to what I mentioned about, like, was Ginger Minj should have been the first big girl. Is this the right person for this?
Well, I would just
to reach the world.
I was just going to say a lot of it will be, and I think a lot of it for me will be to see what he does with this. Where he goes with this, if it's just for that Kardashian path. I don't think it is. I think it's, after watching the 2020, I had a complete, like, in my head, I think that's what I was thinking. Oh, this is just you know, he's living with the Kardashians too long. But it wasn't. Yeah. And his kids before the Kardashians talked about it. His wives before them talked about it. You know, it's something he's been dealing with for a long time. And so I think as long as he, you know, and he is, he's in the, he's, if he wasn't ready for it, he's better be now. Cause he is the spotlight and he is, I think Laverne can take some vacation time now. I'm not saying that in a mean way by any means, but I'm just saying, like, I think he has stepped up into that position now, and it's depending on how he handles it, you know.
I think for me, and trust me, I'm not an expert, and to be perfectly honest, I don't know many trans people in general. It's not new to me, because I remember the first time there's this great movie with Jessica Lange, believe it or not. It's called Normal, or The New Normal? I think it's called Normal. It's Jessica Lange, Tom Wilkinson, and basically the premise is this older couple, they love each other very much, but he wants to be a woman. Mm-hmm. So he goes and dresses, he doesn't want to have sex with men, he just wants to live his life as a woman. And throughout the course of the film, it's her, like, accepting him as such. And I think that's a great kind of, like, you know, way for the world to see this kind of thing. But I feel, I fear that because it's Caitlyn Jenner, that some of that is taken away because of his association with
the Kardashians.
Exactly.
But I mean, think, but Caitlyn, she can't help it. That's the thing. It's like,
right.
They were showing, like, snippets of the Vanity Fair interview, mm-hmm. and she says, I, for the longest time, was in the spotlight, but had this, like, secret, and I had the biggest story underneath me, and that was the story I couldn't share.
That was, he said in the 2022 thing, also, he's like, you know, what's so funny was these cameras were following around all these people, and I was the story.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's true.
And
you know?
And it's like when I've watched some episodes, I'm not a religious watcher of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, don't get me wrong. I saw the first season
and
of it.
Bruce Jenner was always he was always kind of like the forgotten about character, the character where it's like, Dad, we need some money, or the character who people wanted to push around. And now for once it's like Caitlyn Jenner maybe gets her chance to stand up for herself and do a story that's not just about, like, kids crying over Bentley.
Exactly.
Anybody who's watched the show knows that Kris Jenner is a machine, and she's her own force of nature. So, unfortunately, he didn't have much of a chance. So now I can't blame him. This is his time. Yeah. He waited long enough. It's his time. Her time. It's her time.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, Kenny. You have every right to feel that
Absolutely.
Way. But it's out now. And we as a community should make the best of the visual opportunity that we have now for our transgender brothers and sisters, as it is.
I get it.
But not everybody wants to see it all the time. I don't either, but we have the power to turn it off.
Yeah.
And if there's people, you know, unfollow people. If they're,
because I grew up in the South, and I have a lot of Facebook friends from the South, and a lot of the comments.
I love that you put it in quotes.
Well, because not everybody, I mean, I know these people that I went to
kindergarten. No, I agree. I wasn't disagreeing with
you. A lot of their comments aren't very welcoming.
Right.
And it's, how can I know I'm not communicating this well to the world, and I apologize, and you can rip me for it. But I feel as though I'm not sure if this is the right person for... This is a responsibility, and I'm not sure that... And I get it. I get...
You may be right.
But, you know...
But we don't know yet.
Right. Exactly. Right. And I think it would be a little bit more justified if Kris Jenner would, like, there was more support from her end, from her side. And I get it. It's a family issue, and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
More support from her family?
From her. I have yet...
Kris Jenner.
Oh, Kris Jenner. Yeah, sorry.
I've yet to, like, see her come out and full support or but even I half support.
But I, okay, reading some of the stuff, I also don't blame Kris Jenner either.
I don't either. Yeah, I get that.
Because even for us that were gay and came out later, we had a whole different story. We hid a certain aspect of our lives because of the repercussions that were possibly going to be faced.
Right.
So we don't know what he hid and didn't tell her. I mean, but it's his story. It's out now. It's right. Done. Whether he's the right person or wrong person doesn't matter because it's already happened.
And it's kind of like back in your face, bitch, because you know, whatever.
So let's bring this back to Drag Race.
It relates because we're all queer. And well, okay, here's my question then.
Some of us are just friends of queers.
Is she?
But that's too okay. That is okay as well.
Maybe she'll be a judge on next season.
Yes.
God, I hope not.
That would be fantastic. I would love
that. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Mark my words, if she is, most watched episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
And, you know, I just need more. Okay, any more comments?
Ru needs to make that phone call now.
I have one random plug. My friend...
everything's random. Plug.
My friend Deanna wrote a book, Arabesque, that is a gay romance novel about male ballerinas.
Ooh.
So it's coming out on Monday.
My autobiography. Just kidding.
It's coming out on Monday. I will tweet the link on my Twitter. It's I think it's on pre-sale on Amazon.
Okay, cool. What else we got?
I looked through everything, and we've actually said everything that I had written down.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's not that that's
I
the
just,
Bible.
We got ripped because we spent our extra time on Caitlyn Jenner.
I know. That's okay. I would like to personally thank all of our YouTube fans who comment.
Thank all season.
Whether good or bad, the fact that you continuously watch us.
And
I really
support
appreciate
it. Kenny's trying to be shady. He ain't
I'm
shady.
Not trying to be
For
shady.
All you fuckers that keep saying you have a crappy-ass show and keep watching, thank you very much. That's what he's trying to say.
No. Especially the ones that think my voice is annoying.
I personally would just like to thank anybody who wrote anything nice about me, because I don't really read them. But if you
People
wrote something nice, thank you.
Mark thanks you, and I want to bang you.
Because I'm not mentioning the other people.
This was a great season. I want to thank you guys for joining us. I love you guys. This was a good
fun. We love you.
Thank you guys for accepting me this season.
We should do our
own. I appreciate it. I was telling Mark before the show, you know, he's a newbie to the show, so...
To this specific show.
So people that have that idea that he overspeaks and he talks about... He's like a kid just trying to be heard. He has his place now in the mantle. It's all
Thank
good.
You.
He doesn't come in late and throw a tantrum. He doesn't storm out of the show.
He doesn't leave early.
You
know, it's amazing.
Who are we referring to?
You!
Me?
No. You're the one. Watch Periscope.
Oh, I did come late yesterday. I was late today. I was totally on CP time today.
Fuck y'all. I can rip Kenny. Nobody else can rip Kenny.
Well, you can rip me. I don't care. I'm just gonna just turn the other cheek.
I'll try and rip you more next season.
What do we
want
to see?
That I'm established.
Okay, real quick, best look for the season from the contestants.
Cassia's fish on a foot.
Oh, that was cute.
Shark on a foot.
That was good.
Oh, that's right. I picked Violet's plaid.
To the flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
What was yours? You this was your idea.
I know, but I stopped looking when you guys said you weren't gonna come. Oh my goodness.
Pick
one. Who did I think I'm gonna go with you. I think I like the shark. I like the shark.
Yeah. I thought both of those were good.
Oh, no. And Ginger's all white.
Ginger's all white was good.
Those were my two favorites.
Aside from the beard, Jasmine's dress sickening.
That was a sickening dress.
That was my favorite. Yeah. Worst dress.
Worst?
Yeah. For the
Kennedy Davenport, that burnt chicken
crash.
Hands down.
I'm not even going to think about anything else. That's it.
We still don't know.
That's it.
I'm going to go. I'm going to concur. Kennedy's burnt chicken. Okay. Where can we find you?
Cameron. At Tomakava 777.
And what are you going to do on the off season?
Play with myself.
Okay. Mark.
At Lorraine Love, LoRaynelove.
And will you be playing with yourself in the off season?
No, I have a husband. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
He does the Days of Our Lives after.
I still do Days of Our Lives, and I'll be if you're in the Los Angeles area, I'll be a tour guide at Warner Brothers. I just got a job at Warner Brothers.
Congratulations!
Tours. So if you're in, ask for me. You can ask for me. You can request me.
Ooh, do you watch 30 Rock? Are you going to be a page like Kenneth?
Maybe. We'll
okay.
see. Fingers crossed.
Just have to say that. Jackie, where are you?
123JackieB.com. And I am on upcoming on The Strain. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
The Strain.
I'm falling over my words. the Strain after show and the Under the Dome after show.
Wait, before Kenny's, and tell us about your other show that you just had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Words, Wine, Women. Yes. Thank you, Cam. I'm a host on a...
They're usually I'm a hoe.
I'm a hoe, too. But I'm a host on a new web series called Words, Wine, and Women. Please check that out.
Check her out there. For you all you fans who love to hear my voice, you will not have to worry about me until next season. I'm not doing anything else. But you can find me on Twitter. Please look me up, Kenny C. Harrison. And that's it. Marissa, do you want to give a shout out?
Yes.
You can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV.
Sure.
Yeah. I loved engineering. Yes.
Oh, I love
it. We love having you.
Again, thank you guys for watching, for listening to us on YouTube, periscoping with us, live chatting. We enjoy it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next season.
Thanks, Greg.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.